You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Two Hands Tattoo is a tattoo studio based in Tāmaki, Makaurau, Auckland. Founded in 2005 by tattoo artist Spider Sinclair, the studio is now celebrating its 20th anniversary with a retrospective exhibition, Forever, showing at Studio One Toitū. The exhibition represents a diverse collection of works by local and international tattoo artists, featuring artworks, paintings, drawings, photographs, posters, memorabilia, and installations. This art chronicles the studio's artistic endeavors over the past 20 years. Spider, who travels frequently and fills regular guest spots at a variety of locations, is mostly based in Los Angeles, California. While Spider is back in Aotearoa for the exhibition, we caught up for a korero. It is the 20th year of Two Hands, and I just wanted to ask you, how does that feel?
Feels pretty surreal, honestly. Sometimes when I look back, it feels like a really long time, and then other times, you know, when I'm not actually really thinking about it, it doesn't feel like it's actually been 20 years.
Yeah.
But I think it's only the weight of that's only really been settling in with me over the last like week or so, since I've been going through all the archives and since everyone's been finding out that it's the 20th, and like, yeah, kind of coming to terms with the fact that actually it is like a pretty long innings, 20 years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. Crazy. What can people expect to see at this exhibition as they go through in the next sort of month?
Yeah, so like a cross-section of all of my flash designs.
Awesome.
From the 20 years that I've had Two Hands, and even before as well. There's pieces in there that I made as an apprentice when I was, probably early 2000s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like a cross-section of, like, all the different designs that I've made over that time and the way that they've evolved over that time. You'll see, like, changing trends. You'll see the way I've kind of, like, tweaked my designs and evolved them into what they are now. And you'll also see, like, the ways that technology in the tattoo industry has changed over the years as well.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I've got, like, a needle-making tutorial, like, back in the early days when I was apprenticing them for, like, maybe my first 5 years of tattooing, buying, like, pre-made needles, as they're called today, wasn't very common. Like, they weren't as readily available in those days, and the way we did it was we just actually bought needles, like individual needles, and we soldered them together into different groupings, and so that's probably a little bit of a lost craft amongst tattooers these days. So I thought it would be interesting to like make a little tutorial on how we used to do it, and I've got all the needle making jigs and equipment and soldering iron and stuff all set up on a desk. I've also kind of shown the way that we used to advertise and get our name and our sort of like kaupapa out there back in the day. We used to do photo shoots with our clients, and we would actually print posters and just like stick them up all over the city, like, you know, like some bands still do it today, but back then, like before social media took off, and especially before iPhones and stuff, it's like the best way to get your name out there was on the streets. And so I went through a bunch of old like CDRs and stuff and found all the old original posters and printed those again. I've pasted those up on the wall with, you know, just like wheat paste, like flour and water mixed up.
Yeah, awesome.
So so it looks like the same way it used to look when it was on the streets. And yeah, so I guess we've got posters on there that probably go back to around about 2008, right up until more recently, different photo shoots that we did over the years with different photographers and clients and stuff.
Yeah, great. So the exhibition is showing at Studio One Toitū. How have Studio One sort of been involved in the process of, like, you know, of putting this exhibition together?
So Studio One's been really supportive of us for like probably about close to 10 years now, I would say.
Yeah.
We have done an annual tattoo convention there for the past many years.
Oh, sweet.
Called Tattoo Time. So we've had like a partnership with them for quite a while now. And we do usually do like a smaller exhibition around the time of Tattoo Time as well. So they were the first people I thought of when I thought, you know, it might be nice to do like a 20-year retrospective. I mean, I think at first I didn't even really think of it that way. I think, you know, we were doing Tattoo Time and they were like, oh, would you like to do an exhibition this time as well? And I was like, yeah, sure, lock in the time, lock in the dates and get us the room and stuff. And then I think closer to the time I sort of thought, oh, well, it's our 20th anniversary. Maybe I should do like a full like deep dive, like retrospective and go through all the archives and get everything up on the walls.
Yeah, cool. Pull out all the stops.
Yeah.
Awesome. You travel around and sort of you tattoo in different places. Can you speak on this experience?
Yeah, so I first started traveling as a tattoo artist a long time ago now, maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Started with Australia first, and then probably, maybe 12, 13 years ago, I started working in New York. The first time I went out there, I just messaged like a tattoo studio that I'd heard good things about on Facebook, and you know, they invited me to come out, so I just went out and did like maybe a 3 or 4 day like guest spot with them. I had like no clients at the time but my own, really. I just like took a few walk-ins that they had, but I loved it and I really enjoyed New York, and it was kind of a city that I'd wanted to visit ever since I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
And fell in love with it real quick, so I decided to come back the next summer for a longer, more extended stay, and stayed for like 3 months. In that time, I started to build up a lot of clientele and meet a lot of the tattoo artists out there and just got like really inspired, and just kept on going out there every summer. And I sort of, you know, got so close to the tattoo shop there that they ended up trying to get me to move out there permanently, and so they got me a working visa for America.
Great.
Ever since then I've been spending most of my time out there, actually. Yeah, usually I'll do like maybe 8 or 9 months out of the year in America. These days I'm based more in LA.
Awesome.
But I think starting in 2015 I started like touring around America a lot on my motorcycle. I'm really into bikes, I like Harleys and stuff.
Awesome.
So I got a Harley up there back in 15 and rode it like coast to coast from California up to New York and back, and just stopped in heaps of different cities and tattooed along the way. And I've just kind of been doing that every year since. And I've got like really good friends and studios in like, you know, San Francisco and Portland, Chicago, Nashville, Austin, New York, and a few other cities that I go to now every year.
That's awesome. Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Yeah, I guess just I'd like to thank like everyone that's ever got tattooed at Two Hands, you know.
Yeah.
It's been really dawning on me like just how many people have tattooed over the years and how supportive Tamaki Makoto has been of the studio all this time. And you know, we wouldn't have made it 20 years without such a massive like loyal like clientele base. And then obviously all the incredible tattoo artists that have come through Two Hands over the years as well. There's been so many, and it's been beautiful watching them all like grow as artists and also travel the world and open their own shops and like grow as you know, really important artists in their own right and Aotearoa and around the world as well.
That was tattoo artist Spider Sinclair speaking to me about Forever, a retrospective exhibition celebrating the 20th anniversary of Tamaki Makoto Tattoo Studio Two Hands. The exhibition runs until the 20th of February at Studio One Toy 2.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.